Like the Wawa?
And I'm a well-versed traveler. Like in my former life, I did a lot of traveling, and the route that I had to take to get here is the only part of California I've never traveled. All the upper part, 395 to Reno, all of that, all of it, not down here. And so yeah, so continue. Sorry.
Yeah, so we I'm actually taking him to one place, and then he's like, bro, that's the wall right there, because it was like really close. And I was like, yeah. He's like, can we drive over there? So we drove as close as we could get without the river blocking us off or whatever. And then he was like, fuck it, let's take a picture. So he got, oh, you know what? I wonder if we could even
Well,
share this
and
shit.
we got to give the context. I was higher than a Stardust fart, so I mean, at the same time, I'm all keyed and intrigued by the shit, and I was. I mean, it was,
Doug, look at, if everything couldn't fuck up anymore, look at it. I'm gonna try to share.
damn.
So
And
fuck it.
tell him what I kept telling you, D. I was like, hey, I'm
How
gonna
about,
climb that motherfucker. Well, I'm trying to get out. Motherfucker's trying to get in. I'm trying to get
oh
out.
yeah, this motherfucker tells me, he's like, hey, he's like, are there any like ports where people go back and forth? And I was like, I don't know, I've never tried, I'm already here. And then he was like, no, right now, Andrew, it's, we had a high of 72 today, so it was actually a nice day, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. And see, I guess Andrew couldn't hear the music for a minute either.
Yeah, I realized I had it muted.
Oh.
My bad.
All right,
So the only reason I could hear it is because I could hear everything regardless.
Oh,
But
okay.
any other inputs and shit
Right.
and them and everything, they couldn't hear it. So
Okay.
but anyway, yeah. So
Weather's great. No, Andrew, weather been great. This feels like Lompoc to me right now. It was, 60 degrees last night with some wind. D said he didn't like the wind. I didn't bother me one
well,
bit.
because I was working on the yard and shit, and fucking my fucking allergies got all crazy, and I was like, ah, this blows.
Yeah, and it was places he took me last night. It was nice and cozy. So,
Yeah. So damn, what
couple
story?
establishments, couple of Yuma's finest.
There, what story was I gonna tell? There was one
Me and
right.
the wall.
The wall? You're excited about the wall.
You had to hold me back. I was gonna climb over and go the other way.
There was that. And then oh well, that's the thing, is that we fucking, by the, I mean, he had to drive like 8 hours to get here. So by the time he got here, it was late. And then we got a late start, and then we fucking ended up going out. We left at like 1 because we recorded last night.
Yep.
So we left at like 1 a.m. to go
Well,
out.
this is the after show then, because we're doing
So
a backup.
we left at like 1 a.m. So I haven't done that shit since I was like fucking 23, maybe.
Shit, I didn't crash till damn near 5 or 6.
Yeah, it was after 5. I think I crashed around 5:30, so it was probably around that time.
Yep.
And this motherfucker had been up over 24 hours. I was close. I had gotten up at like 6:30 or 7. So yeah, I was done damn near hour 23. And I was like, when I went to go lay down, I'm like, I'm tired, but I'm not like super tired. And the next thing you know, I was waking up. So I got some good ass sleep. So
Yeah, yesterday was eventful. I slanged some cookies. I drove for what, 400, 500 miles
yeah.
and stayed out partying till
Okay.
4:30 in the morning.
And then freaking so we went to bed like 5:30. I got up at 8, and I went to the backyard. And I started doing work and shit. And then this motherfucker wakes up. He's like, "Hey, how long you been up?" And I was like, "I got up around 8." And he's like, "Fuck!" So I think I got 3 or less hours of sleep. And I mean, it's 7:30, and I'm doing good right now. So I mean,
Yeah.
I think I made it through. I mean, we had a pretty eventful day. So got
Oh,
to watch
yeah.
a little bit of UFC
Looked
last
over
night.
Mr.
We
G.
freaking, I got to go take him to a couple of gentlemen's establishments, and yeah, it was cool. We had a good time. And then today I took him to a local favorite, Mr. G's. So he got to experience that. And I prefaced it by telling him, this ain't the best shit you ever had in your life, but this is what we grew up eating, so I want you to experience it. So he did.
It was cool.
So that was
And
cool.
what's crazy is in all that, I got to share Dutch Bros by Dia's first Dutch Bro.
Oh yeah, we've had a Dutch Bros here for like 2 years maybe, and I had never had one. So, but this motherfucker is so versed in Dutch Bros that he freaking
Been drinking this shit for 22 years.
the girl that was working didn't even know how to make it. So I think we might have
She had
told
to
that
get
story
help.
yesterday,
Yeah, she had to get help. And then it
but
came out tasting like strawberry quick.
oh no, Andrew, we didn't go to a strip club.
The strip club.
We went to actually 2 strip clubs, and we almost went to 3, but somebody got shot in the third one recently. So.
And there was only two cars in the parking lot,
So we
too.
were, yeah, nobody wanted to go there. So, like, fuck it.
And
Doug,
we weren't
what?
going to pay to look at the bartender and the bouncer and the
Doug,
DJ.
what luck would that have? I mean, how stupid would it have been for us to go?
And get
It's
shot.
El Cucuy's, yeah. Andrew, Yeah, can you imagine that, dog? We go, it's us, it was the owner, Jimmy, and then fucking another car. Could you imagine, dog, somebody walks in fucking for round two and we're the only two dumb motherfuckers sitting in there?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that's not a way to go. So we fucking yeah, Andrew, and then it's Kukui's first time here, so you know, took him around the last couple of days or whatever. And motherfucker, actually it's only been like 24 hours since you've been here, but fucking he was like, well, how much are houses down here? Motherfucker started thinking about moving and shit,
Sure, or
though.
buying the food to rent or
Yeah,
something.
so
Like,
he actually likes it. He thinks it's a pretty cool place.
I definitely invest in the place. I like it enough because it's a humble place. You know, you don't got a bunch of people trying to show off and how cool they are. There ain't a shit ton of BMWs or Mercedes, and that should say enough. People here are just trying to live, and most of them are living comfortable because you can, as long as you got your shit together. And yeah, man, and even on the strip club, there was one where they let me have my pen. I was fucking cheap in my pen, fucking.
Oh yeah, did you ask the girl? Like, are
Yeah,
you allowed to?
well, she was hitting her fucking little vape pen. I'm just like, well, fuck, man, it's discrimination. You can hit yours, let me hit mine.
Yeah.
And she said, go for it. I was good. I was chilling.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So yeah, it was a good time overall. You got to experience and it was cool because like the third club that we didn't go to, I think it would have been a combination of the two clubs that we did go to.
I heard the dancers' names at that third one were Fish Scales and fucking
Well, it was
Granny
funny
Panties.
because one of them, the vibe was fucking was on point. It was a
Yes,
dope vibe.
it was.
People were drinking, the fucking music was loud to where every time Kukui would talk to me, I'd have to go, huh? That was kind of cool. I mean, that's how I like a strip club to
There
be.
were parts of it that smelled like carne asada.
Yeah, and there was parts that smelled like the parts that you the shit that you put on the carne asada, like the onions and so there's shit like that. But so then we go to the other one. The other one had better looking chicks, but it was freaking just a weaker environment. The music wasn't as loud as it should have been. And I think part of it is because who they had fucking managing it that night.
Yeah, they need. Yeah, if you had the management from the other one run the
Or
Cali
not even
one.
this one. The freaking the lady Rosie that typically I heard that typically runs it.
Rossi?
Yeah, not Rossi. So the lady Rosie, she wasn't there. So they had these two fucking knuckleheads that were trying to run this shit. And Rosie, it's her fucking daughter that owns it,
Okay.
right? So she's been running it for fucking 30 years, right? And so they had these two randos fucking running it. So these motherfuckers didn't know how loud the music should have been. They had some other fucking dumbass at the bar fucking it was just whack.
Well,
It wasn't whack, but it wasn't up to par.
here's the thing. Check it out. And the best way I can explain it is the Raiders. The energy in Oakland is way better than the energy in Vegas. It's still a Raider game, it's still football. You still got a winner and a loser, and I'm still going to be keyed when it's all said and done. But at the end of the day, the energy is different and it's better in one location than the other. And I think that's how that was. I mean, if you could have took the energy from place A and infused it into place B with the people that were in the environment,
Yeah.
that would have been awesome. But hey, we got to see them both, so
Yeah.
they both worked. And no, but hey, Andrew, you got to remember I'm from Fresno, and then check whenever it's 114 here, always click on the weather report and see what it is in Fresno, because I promise it's at least 108.
Yeah, when I first met this fool, he was living in Fresno and it'd be like 118 here and there it was like 116.
Or best case scenario,
112.
112.
Yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? And once you're that high, like I mean, I hate to say it because yes, the difference between 100 and 110 is huge. But I don't think from 112 to 118 is
Whether it's a temperature or it's a mental state, once you
right.
get that high, it's
You
all the same.
you're just right, because once, especially after it's 110 or higher,
Yeah.
like there's no way to make that good. You're just going to be miserable any way you look at it. It just 110, 115, 118,
Yeah.
it's the same
Yeah.
shit. 123.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, the level of misery has already been achieved,
Yeah.
and you're just throwing little speckles on top for each degree. It's not like a deal breaker.
Yeah, like honestly, dog, like when it's like, I mean, 'cause it's really dry, so you don't have the humidity.
Hey,
So
Lisa.
hey, Lisa, you got to see Kukui jumping over the wall earlier.
Yeah.
But
I
dog,
almost made it too.
103, 107, you're like, yeah, it's hot. But then after you past that like 10 mark, it's
especially
all
12.
fucking same.
Especially 12. Let's just raise it to 12. Once you go over 112, it damn near could be 123.
Yeah.
It don't matter at that point.
And
Is
it's
it worse?
Been like 120 and you're like, it's hot as fuck. You know, I mean,
because it's not because, okay, let me say it like this. When it's 118, you never say, damn, I wish it was only 112.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if it's 118, you still, damn, why has it got to be that much over 100? I could deal with 102 right now even, but really 118? And you say the same thing when it's 112.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you want to get back to that threshold.
When it's 118, you're like, fuck, I wish it was like 78 degrees. You know?
Well, even if you're being realistic, you're like, dude, can it just be 100? I can deal with that right now a lot worse than this shit.
Yeah, but so he knows the weather. He's been around it. He's and he's lived a few places. So it wouldn't be nothing new to him. But but most, I would say, dog, maybe 9 months out of the year, it's like it is today. So that's what makes up for the whole rest of the time, the beating that you get for those few months.
And
so,
if I could tell you, this is like a hybrid of a couple places. It's almost like taking Coos Bay, Oregon, away from the beach, but taking the people, infusing a little bit of the Vatoism from the east side where I live, the weather in Fresno, right? And you're putting it in the desert.
You know what, Doug?
You're way closer to Mexico. Like, so, you know, and you can go across the border.
Doug, you said the Vato vibe. I fucking.
Well, they don't got that in Coos Bay.
So last night, no, it made me laugh because last night we go to that club, the first club, and we're like, let me do this shit. So we go to the club and the first one, the fucking dude's like, hey, no firearms or, you know.
he looked like he was on one of the movies, bro. Like he's collared up. I'm like, bro, where did they get the fucking the ringleader of fucking of the Vatos over here? And like it was, I don't know. There was no profession. It was like they yanked a homie from the neighborhood and he was doing like gun check.
And he had tattoos all up his neck, fucking shirt buttoned all the way to the top, and then he had glasses and shit. You're like, wait, you're gonna be all that hard? And you're like, hey, but I need to see.
Let me ask you a question. Usually when someone that appears in that type of dress code with that type of tone ask me if I got something and I have one, I'm gonna have to pull it out.
Yeah.
Not fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, pulling over
like,
on them.
No, you have to, that's when you're about to go down. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Dude that looks like that cat ain't usually asking you on friendly terms.
Yeah.
You know, it's not when you enter the establishment. It's when you go down the wrong street.
No, so they're like, by this time, because I mean.
He had no name tag. Right, he had no
dog, if you wanted
shirt.
If you wanted to fucking know his name, you could have just read his neck.
I saw his kid's name.
Little Joker.
Yeah,
and Joker. Emily.
Joker.
No, but dog, but it was funny. So they're like, ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be the last call for alcohol. Last call. So he walks up and he's
this
like,
this was great.
He's like,
that was keyed at this point. At this point, I'm probably 8 or 9 deep. Been chiefing all day.
They
frisked me all right.
Yeah, no, they do a pat down, make sure you didn't have anything.
He looked like Cholo Fit Creeper frisked me, is what I thought. I thought he was gonna say, you just saved $150.
Well, Lisa, the reason why they frisk you, I mean, this is a perfect example. So, a couple weekends ago, they shot somebody at one of the other clubs,
and then we had like 2 cars, but we thought about going in, but we didn't.
Yeah, we still almost went there, but
we might go tonight. I don't know.
No, so they're like, ladies and gentlemen, last call for alcohol. And the dude walks up and he's like, hey, you guys are going to have to chug those real quick. And I was like, I had like maybe less than half a beer.
And I was like, this fucking guy.
And I go, fuck it. And I was like, I've been, dog.
And I chugged mine.
I've been to many clubs, many strip clubs and bars and everything. And last call usually means, hey, it's your last call.
Any face threes?
To buy.
Yes.
And then you could drink until fucking like another hour, right?
Well, you can drink till
like 2:30.
And so in Fresno, what they would do is last call would be 1:30 and you can drink till about 1:45, 1:50.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
Well, I don't know how the rules are,
but
they usually
different.
Let you here. They let you drink until 2:30, but I was like, fuck it, whatever.
But the booby bars over there don't close at 4 either.
Yeah.
They close at 2.
So then he comes, yeah, last call for you to order, Lisa.
Yeah,
so that's what it is. So then he comes over, right? after we chugged our beers, El Cucuy went to the restroom, and he comes back and he's like, hey, bro, he goes, I fucked up.
I fucked up.
And when he said, I fucked up, I thought because he doesn't know English. So I go, yeah, you are. I go, that's what's up. And he goes, no, I fucked up. I go, I know, I fucked up too. I'm thinking that now he's saying I'm fucked up, right?
Right.
Because he comes up, and why does every cholo walk with their fucking hands like this
I
and
know.
fucking like this? So
Hey,
he's like, hey,
he's flexing his armpits.
hey, he's off. I fucking, he goes, hey, I fucked up. And I was like, oh, I go, yeah, I go, that's cool, whatever. I go, me too.
And I'm about eight beers deep, Blaze, and I'm
Yeah.
just watching all this shit. I'm just like, I know
And
you
he's
did it, but
like,
I didn't say nothing.
and then he goes, no, I fucked up. And
I'm thinking, yeah, you did.
I go, oh, how? Like, I'm like, motherfucker's having a nervous breakdown and chose me to come talk to about it.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I thought Montel was going to come out with John Quiñones.
yeah, he was like, hey, I'm not the father.
I'm not the father. My
I
collar
go,
was tight that day.
no, he goes,
And when my collar's tight, my babies can swim.
he goes, and you know, so it was the last call, but you know, I shouldn't have made you chug those beers. And I was like, it's all good, dog. I go, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, yeah, but hey, but I just wanted to apologize and tell you I'm sorry because you know that was my fuck up. And I
My
go,
he goes, it's my first day.
yeah,
He
oh yeah,
goes, my first
he
day.
said it's my first day. He goes, no, I'm not trying to fuck up, and I fucked up.
Yeah.
And I go,
And
hey, I go, it fucking, hey, it happened, you
now
know?
I got remorse.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I couldn't go on and live my life if I didn't come and apologize to you and tell you that, you know, I'm sorry because I shouldn't have done that.
But you know what's crazy is when he did that, now I'm not mad about the frisk.
Yeah.
At that point, it all made sense. I'm
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool, no big deal. At
yeah.
first, I was a little fired out. Like, get this fucker off of me real quick.
Yeah.
How you think I'm gonna come here with it? Why would I come to this place strapped?
Well, the thing is, though, dog,
And then who the
I
fuck are
wasn't.
you? You look like you should be at the front row, not asking me for my
No,
pistol.
when he first stopped me, I was like, oh, is he gonna try to fuck with me? Because he's like, hey, bro. And I was like, oh, man.
And then
He
today, bro.
wants to talk about mama. I was taking off my earrings and shit,
Yeah, and
dog.
I'm even more confused because on today's field trip, you took me to the fucking gun mega store, bigger than dude. It was bigger than the Barnes and Nobles next door and the Mobile Home Depot, and they've got a Trump 45 caliber pistol that says number 45, and it's a Trump gun. And this guy's asking me for mine at the strip club. Man, we should have them here in
All
this.
right, let me elaborate on that story. So we're coming back to my pad, right? I showed Kukui the Mexican border.
Yeah,
It's right there.
yeah. Give us some context because this is
So
good.
yeah, I literally pulled up and I was like, the border's right there. Like it wasn't the wall. This was actually the port of entry. I'm like, oh yeah, it's right there, whatever. And so we leave. And then what story was it down?
It was like the firearms fucking
Oh, so
unlimited or
then
some
we're
shit.
getting back to my pad. We're maybe 3 minutes from my house. And he's like, hey, what's that over there? Right. And it said Firearms Unlimited. And I was like,
And this shit
oh.
was big. It's, I mean, when I say
Well,
big.
this is how I'll give you context on how big it is. So he's like, hey, he's like, what's that, whatever? And I was like, oh, it's a fucking firearms place, whatever. But it used to be Toys R Us.
And
So I'm thinking maybe they have it like sectioned off, you know? They're going to
yeah.
do something with the rest of the real estate. They're
Right.
going to fucking have their little gun section. Dog, we walk in. And this shit is the same size as it was when it was Toys R Us, dog. And you know how many different departments they have inside Toys R Us, right? Back in the day, they had like plushies and shit, and then they had a game section, then they had
Yeah,
fucking bikes, and then they had,
it's
right? Every
yeah,
fucker section.
Jeffrey.
You know what they had here? Guns and more guns and ammo. And if they had like fucking semi-automatics or whatever the fuck they are, like the ones where you can let like 500 rounds go at a time. You can't, they didn't have them assembled, but they sold all the parts.
No, let me give you some retail verbiage. This fucking place was guns wall to wall to wall. And then they had merchandise and like pest gun vest for your pet. Like you want your pit bull to carry around your clips? Yeah, you can put the doggy strapped on the. So it was wall to wall to wall of firearms with pallet drops of the parts you use to make AK-47 scattered throughout the store. It was pallet drops and like dump bins.
Yeah, like 30-gallon bins, and a lot of this shit was next to each other.
And it was like, here's your lower, here's your handle, here's your sight holder, here's the mag. Here, I'm like, good Lord, I've never seen those shit. Like, because I'm a California cat, and even though Oregon's a little different, I lived in Oregon, I ain't ever, that's like America. That's all it said. They had the flag on 45
Literally,
caliber handguns.
so there was a gun that was like all gold, and it said 45 on it, right? And then Kikuyu was like, "Oh, 45th president, of the United States." And I was like, "Oh yeah, good one. There's a 45. It's all gold, very Trumpy, whatever." And then he's like, "No," he's like, "Dude, it fucking says 45th." And I was like, "Look,
The Trump, it's a Trump
it
pistol.
says, yeah." So it's a gold pistol, and it said 45th president of the United States on it.
Of
And then
America.
right next to it, another 45 said 45th. And I was like, "What the fuck, Doug?" So then we fucking go a little bit further. We look at a couple more things, and then they have like six of them. Boom, 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 boom,
And they were
boom.
Glocks. They were Glocks. They had these Glocks that were American flag Glocks. I'm like, I had never seen no shit like that.
So it's funny because to me, shit like that and gun shows and shit, we have like at the fairgrounds, which is like,
America.
I don't know, fucking not even 10 minutes away from me. Literally a 3 minute
Which is
drive.
crazy because Vatos are everywhere, but it's just like it's got that America feel, but it's not like that. Like if
Yeah.
you look around, it ain't like that. Like you don't
Well,
see no
even,
Trump or
well,
Thumpers
it was
everywhere.
cool because like even the dude helping us, he was this Mexican dude with fucking cauliflower ears. Did you
Yeah,
see that shit?
he
He
fought
looked
at
like he
some point.
rolled in jujitsu or some shit, and like we were normal ass people, right? And fuck it, not a America, fucking none of that shit. And but it was just the vibe,
The
like the
vibe
not
was
the
America with normal people. It was weird.
yeah. The store was set up to be like even fucking one of the shirts. What did it say? Unlicensed, unfucking no serial number scratched off or some
Yeah, there's a
bullshit.
big old middle finger. Yeah, no, it was crazy. It was like
That
it
shit
was
was
almost like
funny.
people like us are only taking advantage of it because you can.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't see no crazy ass American flags in the parking lot with woo-hoo. You didn't see
Except for
none of
that
that.
kid that had like a fucking gun the same color as motorcycle.
Yeah,
Remember?
he had a dirt bike, same color as a fucking green Glock.
Hey, he
It's like,
had
bro, you're too much in
a
character. Like,
gun
everything doesn't have to match.
the same color as his motorcycle, which was the same color as his sweats
And
and
his
his.
teeth.
Like if you watch like a motocross shit, like Travis Pastrana has like a red bike with
Yes.
red pants and red shirt.
Red
That
boots,
was
red
this dude, but it was all like fucking
gun belt.
beige and the same color as his gun.
Same color as like a military backpack.
I guess we were coming out of the store going, yeah, fucking, that shit was crazy because, people are like normal as fuck. And then
Yeah.
you had he and then Kukui goes, then you got this motherfucker over here. And
Yeah.
he was like 16. And that could have been why he was riding his dirt bike, or if he, because you only have to be like 15 and a half or whatever to have like
Right,
a,
right.
because you could have your permit, but how are you going to have a fucking adult with you with your permit on a motorcycle? You know what I'm saying? But
Well,
they let you drive it.
and then you know what's crazy is I've been reading the news, the advertisements in the news lately. And I don't know if you heard about it, but Garter got robbed in LA and it was like the biggest heist in the US for like 30
30
million.
million.
Yeah. And then I seen this kid and I'm like, he fits the profile.
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker probably did it.
Yeah, no, and then fucking I keep losing my train of thought. Oh, so when we were there for the Covino and Rich listeners, we found something not like fucking they
Dope. Dope.
yeah, it would not not even gun related.
Covino's getting a gift from the gun shop, so we'll just let the mystery. You can run with it all you want to.
Yeah, the gun shop had some random trinkets and shit, and we fucking got the perfect gift for Covino. So we're going to be sending that out to him soon.
And you guys might be thinking Covino's not a gun guy. Guaranteed, without a doubt, he's gonna like this
He's going to,
gift.
no, he's not going to like his
He's
gift.
not gonna gotta have it
He's
either.
going to love his gift
Yep.
and he's going to fucking keep it with him in his bag.
That's why only he got one.
Yeah. He's going to keep it. And you know what? He can use it,
If he wants.
I think he will.
See, that'd be funny. Like the first week, I'd be like, gotcha.
I think he'll fuck it. Well, yeah, we I can't go any
That's
further
it.
than that.
That's the biggest clue you get.
Yeah, I almost gave one out, but then it would have probably given it away.
That's the biggest clue you get.
But yeah, so we found a gift for Covino. We got to so when we were driving like from these little towns, right, that we have all within the county.
And let me and hold it real quick. And when we say gift, nothing expensive. It's just something when we were in there together looking at all these crazy fucking gun world,
Yeah.
we both looked at this one
And
thing
thought of
and
Covino.
saw Steve Covino's face
Yeah.
on it. Like, oh, he would appreciate it.
Yeah. So that was like, fuck, perfect gift in here. So yeah, we were fucking stoked. But it was just cool because like it was cool for you to see because you think like Arizona, you think gang of fucking cactuses everywhere, right?
Yeah, I said I don't see no
And
cactuses.
so we're driving from like San Luis, not San Luis Obispo. We're driving from
San Luis, Arizona.
San Luis, Arizona, and fucking He's like, just straight up desert, like miles of just dirt.
My bro, cactuses can't even survive in this shit or what?
He was like, what the fuck? He was like, and I was like, nah, it's all desert. And he's like, yeah, no shit, jackass. Doesn't desert have fucking cactuses? And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. So fucking he's the only one. You know what? You say that, but I carry a bag with me too.
I don't, but
I do. I carry a bag with me. Like fucking, okay, this is how much I carry a purse. My daughter's gonna be 8 next month. And she was like, when she was like 2 or 3, whenever she was like barely learning to talk, we're going somewhere. She goes, Daddy, don't forget your purse.
Really?
So that's how fucking I take it with me every fucking time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is not a fucking purse.
It's definitely not a bad idea.
That's a JanSport.
I
Lord.
don't do it, but I'm not gonna knock. If it's done the right way, at the right style and the right class,
Yeah.
it doesn't look wrong.
Carry so
It's
much
just a lot
children.
of these rappers, the way they're doing it looks fruity.
Oh yeah, no,
But
it's just a
you can
black
do it the right
backpack.
way. Yeah, you can do it the right way though.
Rich and Spot don't have a bag.
No, they do not. They
A
do not.
gift.
You are absolutely. That's why they didn't get it. Maybe
That's
they'll
why
add
they
them.
did it. Yeah, maybe if they started carrying a bag with them,
Might have got three of them.
they might. Yeah, we might have had a fucking. But you know what though? I think this gift was so cool. It could only be for Kavino. You know,
Yeah.
I love Spot and I love Rich, but they don't ooze cool to me like Kavino does. And I think like, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Well, to make it fair, they need another cookie delivery here coming up pretty soon, and I'll just throw an extra pack or two in for those guys.
Yeah, and fuck it. Oh, so that's how you know Kukui got to my house. And I don't know if you guys saw it on Instagram, but motherfucker shows up with the fucking box. I'm just, dog, I've been snacking. He's been here like 24 hours. Like, no, not even, dog. He's been here 23 hours. And I don't think if you've seen me, I have had some kind of cookie in my
Look, I've
fucking
tried
hand.
about 19 different snacks.
He brought these ones.
The pirouettes.
Are
And
those the ones that look like little cigars?
if you know the pirouettes are the
Oh
pirouettes.
my
And you
goodness.
ain't even had the chocolate hazelnut ones. Those are the fire ones. These are just the French vanillas. Number two seller. They're going to strip club.
They're trying to get there fast.
A little early. And there they go.
And there they go. It looks like you got a box full.
Yeah, I put about 20 items in there.
Oh yeah, that box was fucking full. There was all kinds of shit that you could think of. Fucking goldfish I had never heard of, like sour cream and onion.
What about the grain fish?
There is goldfish. There's some Milanos is out there.
Yeah. I put
Milanos.
Milano's in there. I put some those pirouettes in there. We put those round cookies in there, the toffee. I think there's a dark chocolate chip flat one in there. Yeah, there's some good ones, some thin ones.
Oh, Kukui got to see the fucking pigeon lady's house.
Yeah, I thought
So
I might die then. He came outside and
next door to me, there's a lady
showed him my bird.
that she feeds pigeons and shit. And Doug, it's funny though, because what you saw was no lie, like a tenth of what she usually has out there.
Well, I knew she did because there's one on the car, one on the hose. Like there were 10 on the roof. I was like, oh, they're
Doug.
kicking it. They're comfy.
I didn't fucking, all right, you know the little
There ain't no
shed?
cats around here.
So the
They're
shed
too
I
big
have
to
right
get
here.
comfy.
One time.
You need to get a cat, bro. Get you a
Dog,
Lynx. Get a bigger
there's
one.
fucking three cats.
They don't get the
She
birds?
feeds them too. No, there's two cats that are here all the time.
Oh no, you
Me
need
and my
a
daughter named them.
yeah,
There's
you.
Homie the Cat and Vato the Gato,
I
right?
like that. That's
So
dope.
Homie the Cat is black and white. No lie, if you walk into my backyard, he's probably sitting on top of
And he don't
the
try to kill
water
the
heater.
birds?
No, they just
Oh,
fucking.
Chapo goes at it with the fucking
No,
birds.
that's why I need a dog. And then fucking
Get
Vato
a
the Gato.
female. We'll make the after show, but later kennels.
So Vato the Gato is like a big fluffy fucking like darker colored cat,
Vato
and
the
he looks like a
Gato.
fucking bully.
How'd you
And
come up with that one?
what?
Vato the Gato.
I don't
You should get him a little fucking shirt that says Gato instead of cat.
know. Yeah, so Vato the Gato and then Homie the Cat. And there was a couple that started hanging around, and my daughter was like, hey, we have to name them. And I was like, hey, we can't name them yet. I go, we gotta make sure they're fucking kicking it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only kicked it like a day, so they didn't get named. You know,
Okay.
you want to get a cool name like Vato the Gato or
I'm gonna
fucking,
get attached first.
you need a, yeah, you need to fucking be here more than so. It's funny though because like I'll
Fucking
go in my
got though.
backyard. Oh, I didn't even get to tell you the story about the fucking pigeon. So one day I'm in my backyard right here, dog, because I would like to just fucking do shit and clear my mind. I open my shed and there's a fucking pigeon in there.
Really?
He's all like,
The pigeon?
yeah. And I go, what the fuck? And he like flaps his wings and I go, oh, I run out like a little bitch, I'll be honest.
You didn't get him to twist his neck.
And then
That's how I learned to fly.
you know, if this pigeon was a person, he would have been that fucking bouncer at the club last night. Cause he was like this. Pigeon walks out like this. No shit, dog.
His
Like
socks
this.
were hella high too.
Dog. So I had opened the shit because I was walking in. The fucking pigeon walks out. I swear to God. It looked like on a freaking movie. The pigeon goes like this. He just walks out like, yeah, bitch, get out of my way. Just fucking walks all the way. Doesn't fly. Literally walks until the side of my house and walks like through that little fucking, there's like a crack in the fence and fucking just walks out.
Before he left, did you open the pouch and give him a cell phone back?
No, you know what? I was actually on the phone with my friend Ralph, right? And I fucking was like, I screamed like a little bitch. I was on FaceTime and I was like, and he was like, what? And I was like, and fuck it. I don't know if I showed him the pigeon or by then or what, but the pigeon just walks out. The pigeon walked out fucking holding this fist like the fucking like the vatos and shit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was fucking scary, dog. Yeah, but anyway,
He
what
didn't
else?
get a cell phone. And tell that story. Like, I'd never had this happen. We go to this. I mean, again,
So there's these.
I'm not here. Let me give a brief description. I'm not here to knock any of the establishments because the one that we went to had a great vibe. I mean, it had great people in it, right? It
Yeah.
was cool. But I'll let D say, but this was the first time and I felt they were reaching.
Yeah. So actually, a lot of comedy clubs are doing this thing
Different.
where they do yonder bags, right? Well, think about this. It's not that different because we had gone to a club a few weeks ago, and these fucking Mexicans were recording the fucking bitches on stage, right? And the chick didn't want to be recorded. And the dude kept recording her. That could have been prevented if they had those
But
fucking
that's when you
bags.
kick him out.
So,
You don't want that dude in your club anyways. Like at that point, he's kind of throw him out because I don't want to be around him either.
yeah.
Because now he might record me. He might,
Yeah.
he's a sociopath. Get him out.
Well, and then later there was these fucking vatos in the back of the club. They were fucking live on TikTok. Fucking so. You know, so what actually a lot of comedy clubs are using these things called yonder bags. And I've been hearing about them for a couple of years now. I'd never seen one. And did you read it? The fucking bag? It said yonder on it. It was like YANDER or some shit or whatever. And I was like, I wonder if these are those yonder bags. I looked at it. So yeah, it was a yonder bag. So if you're familiar with those, that's what it was. But so we walked in. So the fucking dude goes, if you have a cell phone, he goes, you got to leave it in your car. He goes, or you got to leave it with me. Oh, he said, you got to leave it with me so I could put it in a bag. Right. But he said, like, leave it with me, like here. Like, fucking,
I wasn't having
he
that.
was like pointing to like the fucking like counter, like right here.
I was like, oh, hell no.
And he goes, I'm not cuckoo. He's like, I'm not going to do that shit. And he's
I
like,
don't get to get my phone. Like, just think about it. You got all your information on there.
yeah.
He cracks your shit. He can see pictures of your family, your financial information, who you're paying your bills to. Fuck that.
Ain't
To go into the fucking booby bar in Yuma, Arizona? You're out your fucking mind.
or first of all, leave Yuma alone. That
No,
was
I
in Winter
like
Haven.
Yuma. I like it. Again,
That
I
was in
got
Winter Haven.
okay. What I'm saying
Was
was
in California. That was in
the
your
best way
state.
I can explain is this. I get it. But I didn't think that, I just didn't think they were I didn't think there was enough activity unless they had some weird stuff. Like, if you're Larry Flynt centerfolds, I get it. If you got porn stars showing up over there and like, but really, like, Yuma's Finest, those three chicks, and they were pretty, I get it. But like, you want my cell phone?
Yeah, but think about like how fucking because we know we're going in with the fucking cool vibe. There was that one dude, we didn't know if he was a chick. Remember? There was those fucking three fucking young white boys that were in front of us, like, or four or five of them that were just being obnoxious because they were so fucked up out of their dog. I don't know what they were on or drunk or what, but they were so fucked up. We were in there like an hour and a half, and these motherfuckers were more fucked up later than they were when we got there. One dude was falling asleep and a chick walked up and she's like, are you sleeping? And he was like, And I was like, these dudes were duck. And I mean, I've gotten plenty of trashed in my day drinking and shit and when we were going to the clubs and
I was
shit.
buzzing.
But I don't know, dog. I was just like, these fools are Did they drink enough to have them that fucked up that many hours?
I didn't
And they
really
look
see him
like
drinking. I didn't really see him drinking much.
they were and dog and like they were fucking they looked like they were military or whatever. So I'm like, it's not like they were like tweaking and shit or something. It was just fucking, they were just fucking, I think they were just drunk.
Right.
Yeah, so it was just, it was crazy.
Hey, I think the other day I heard about Rusty, I mean Husky
Humble?
Huffy, Husky Nipple's cousin,
Who?
Rusty Butthole.
Who's that?
I don't know. It sounds good. A Husky Nipple's got to have a cousin named Rusty Butthole. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought you were telling me. Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind that. But anyway, dog, the only, you know, the only bad thing about fucking doing this shit through Zoom, besides it looking like complete trash, is I don't know fucking how long we've been going. How long we've been recording?
I'm not sure.
How are you on time? Because you should have left like 2 hours
Yeah,
ago.
I'm good. We'll keep going.
Okay. Well, fucking. We were actually gonna go out tonight and fucking. We had this plan to go. I think there was gonna be bottle service because the dude that fucking got the table was gonna fucking
My bottles?
he usually buys at least like one bottle for the table and shit. So it was gonna be us and like five or six bitches, but this one needs to leave. So not this time. Maybe next time he comes, we'll fucking get shit, something together like that.
No, I got to plan better because, long story short, Chapel Jenkins is at the vet right now and they offer kenneling services, but his rabies shot expired. So I had to take him to the vet to get kenneled because they can do the shot at the same time. It's wham bam one deal. And they'll still take him even though it's not up to date because they're going to give him the shot before they put him in the kennel. The other spot
Thanks,
would
Andrew.
the other spot wouldn't do that. They wouldn't take him, and so that means I would have had to take him to the vet first.
Spot wouldn't do that.
Spot, yeah, I
Oh, you
don't.
said the spot wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, you know the kind of shit Spot's doing?
There's not much Spot won't do.
Okay. So the
So,
spot wouldn't do that.
but anyways, long story, yeah, I think so. I'm gonna try to. I got two Red Bulls and I don't know.
Yeah.
Some
Well,
trucker,
the thing is that driving
some
over
trucker
here,
vitamins.
it was like 8 hours when it should have been like six and a half. But I think a lot of that had to do with traffic and shit. If
Yes.
you leave tonight, I think you'll make it in six and a half.
Especially if I just do like 120 the whole way.
Yeah. So I told Kukui we were going to another town earlier and I was like, say 45 minutes away. I was like, it shouldn't be that long. I just could drive faster.
Yeah,
Fuck
no, that
it.
was
That
dope.
was the perfect logic, right? Well, fuck it. It's supposed to be, you know, like because everybody says, dog, Tucson from my house, everybody says, oh, you know, 3.5, 4 hours. Duh, I make that shit in 3 hours every fucking time. And I don't speed all crazy because usually I'm going by myself. That's all I need to do is be fucking flipped over dead somewhere, you
Yeah,
know? So,
next to a
and there's been
cactus.
a time, Doug, there was one time I went to Tucson. There was like three different semis flipped over.
Right.
One was on fire.
On fire?
One was on fire, literally in like Dome Valley.
There was a crash on that. Remember I told you there was snow? It did look like someone slid off the fucking mountain. Their shit was all mangled and there was two CHPs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been there was one time I left here at 11 trying to get to my buddy Luis's pad at what 11, 12, 1 by like 2. I'm fucking like an hour away from here, hour and a half away from here, and fucking I see headlights coming like towards me and I'm like, are they on the other side of the freeway or whatever, you know? And I'm like, no, they look, they're getting closer. Am I fucking tripping? And I, you know, you're driving, you're just thinking this shit.
Yeah.
You know, you have that internal dialogue that they're saying or whatever that nobody, some people don't have. So
I do.
they were like, I saw the headlights coming closer and I slowed down because like, am I tripping? And then this fucking, it was like a fucking OJ Bronco dog. It was like, and I go, what the fuck just happened, dog? And then I drive a little bit more and then one of those big fucking digital signs, it's like, caution. Driver driving on the other side of the road. And then fucking like shortly after that, it's like fucking cops. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck is going on? So I'm just saying, if you drive at night, be careful.
Well, and you know what? With that OJ shout out, let me shout out Al Cowlings.
Who the
That's
fuck is
got to be
that?
the most downest friend ever in the history of friends. Everybody out there needs a friend like AC Cowlings.
Is he the one that was driving?
He's the one that was driving the Bronco. Your homie is a suspect in a double homicide, and you're helping him evade the law
Did
while
they
he's got a gun in his mouth?
give him time?
I don't think so.
Dang, they hey, they're off. Respect.
I think,
And you know what?
yeah.
I think the judge might have been that dude that was that bouncer last night.
Could
He's
have
like,
been.
hey, you fucked up, but I know you were helping your friend, so hey, I'm sorry. No time for you.
No, the judge's name was Judge Ito. I think that was his cousin Cheeto.
Oh, Cheeto Ito.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the yeah.
Yeah.
They went different directions.
Ito and this was Cheeto.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But it's so funny because like this dude was like a stereotypical movie fucking
He was like
vato.
Cholo Creeper.
And
Hey,
so
Holmes, you know the Cholo Creeper.
what the fuck is that? Oh, live will end in 52 seconds. All right. Well, fucking peace, TikTok Live.
Later, TikTok. Thank you for joining.
So fucking this dude, I think it's funny how people and things become staples and shit in like your characters that you reference and shit. Like that dude is forever gonna be a character in my life. Like
Cholo Pit Creeper?
yeah.
Yes.
You know? Hey, so you know, I fucked up. Like
Yeah,
that dude
yeah.
forever is gonna be in fucking in my head
Oh,
as that dude.
yeah. No, for sure. Like, tell about the other guy with the strip club. You went there first before me? Or I went there before you? I went there before
Okay.
you?
So okay, so
I won't, Lisa. I'm not going to go 120. I promise.
there was hold on. Oh fuck. I gotta go move my car.
All right.
So I think we gotta wrap it up. Real quick, real quick, real quick. So one time I fucking I was oh, so there was a club, one of the clubs we were talking about, the one where somebody got shot. So my brother had, he was dating this chick and she had a little brother. And the little brother, I guess my brother went into the club one day or something and that dude was with them. So one time he was like, "Hey Danny," I was like 2 or 3 years older than him. He goes, "Hey, have you ever been to Platinum's?" Right? And I was like, "No." And he goes, "So you mean that I've been there first than you?" And I was like, "Yes, Eddie, you've been there first than me."
That's great.
So that was fucking
So Cholo Pit Creeper now.
Cholo Fit Creeper, Eddie.
No, Cholo Booby Creeper.
Yeah, but we gotta go. Alcoholics gotta get going. I gotta move the car after show, but later, another bonus
Thank
episode.
you,
Thank you
everybody.
guys that tuned in.
Thank you.
And sorry for the technical difficulties. We need to get this shit fucking
Thank you, Andrew.
under control. But Andrew, Lisa, fucking
Thank you,
all, let me
Lisa.
see the, I can't name all 350,000 people that are in the chat. So just to you guys get a special shout out because you know, we appreciate you guys. So
For
after show,
sure.
but later,
Thank you.
catch us in the next episode, whenever that will be.